إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds whoever Allah guides there is none that can lead him astray and whoever is led astray then there is no guide for him I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah He is alone and has no partners and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah to whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement, amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a straying and every straying is in the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And listen to the translation and the tafsir of this statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from Surah Al-Hujurat. After I say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال الله تعالى قالت الأعراب آمنا قل لم تؤمنوا ولكن قولوا أسلمنا ولما يدخل الإيمان في قلوبكم وإن تطيعوا الله ورسوله لا يلتكم من أعمالكم شيئا إن الله غفور رحيم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us in this ayah, the desert Arabs say, we believe. Say, you have not believed. Rather, say, you have accepted Islam because real iman has not entered into your hearts. And if you obey Allah and His Messenger, your reward won't be decreased at all. Indeed, Allah is ghafoor rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this ayah, as we've been covering for the last couple of weeks, the importance of the issues of Al-Islam and Al-Iman, and that they both mean the same, meaning this deen in its totality. And then when they're mentioned together that they have separate meanings, Al-Iman for the inner beliefs and the statements of the tongue, and then Al-Islam for the outward practices of this deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then we saw that this Iman, it increases and decreases. Increases with obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and decreases with disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam. And that the believers, they vary in their levels of iman. That some of us have a higher level of iman than others. And those with the best iman are those who are best from amongst us and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as we've explained in some of the previous khutbahs. And this week inshallah ta'ala we want to continue to focus on this ayat, but another part of this ayat, and this is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you obey Allah and His Messenger, your reward won't be decreased at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this part of the ayat, if we reflect on it, is showing us the essence of this issue of al-iman. That it's about the shahadatan, or the statement of la ilaha illallah, wa anna muhammad rasulullah. Or I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. This is the essence of this issue of al-Iman, of good belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then practice in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, as Iman is not just a belief in our hearts and a statement on our tongues, but it's practice with our body parts. And this is what is meant by obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you have the sincerity of this deen and of this Iman in your heart, and then you have the practice with your body parts in accordance to the deen of Allah, that which was brought by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And we see this point expressed in many ayah in the Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah An-Nisa, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِّمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجَهَهُ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ. To the end of that ayah where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He says, and who has a better deen or a more finer deen than the one who submits his face to Allah and he is a muhsin, or a doer of good. And this ayah, as the ulama of tafsir, they explain to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He makes this statement, and who is finer in his deen than the one who submits his face to Allah, this shows the sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that he worships Allah tabarak wa ta'ala solely and purely for his sake, tabarak wa ta'ala. And he is a muhsin, a doer of good, meaning he does his worship of Allah in accordance to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And we see the same meaning in the statement of Allah at the end of Surah Al-Kahf, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever desires to meet his Lord and to have his Lord pleased with him, then let him work righteous deeds and not to commit shirk with anyone in his worship of his Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, as the ulama of Islam explained, that righteous deeds are deeds in accordance to the deen of Allah, that which was brought by His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not to commit shirk or to ascribe partners in worship with His Lord, that means that the worship is sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we've been seeing in the other ayat. And as we see with the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tabarak, where Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبَلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He is the one who created death and life so that He may test you to see which of you are best in deeds. And the ulama, they explain, which of you are best in deeds, which of you have deeds that are sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah in accordance with the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So we see in these ayat, as we see in the ayat from Surah Al-Hujurat, that this essence of Iman is obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or having the sincerity for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and having our practices to be in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us at the end of Surah Al-An'am, as He says tabarak wa ta'ala, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شِرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, say, indeed my salah and my sacrifice and my life and my death are all for Allah, Lord of all the worlds. He has no partners. And by this I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise in this ayah, we see that He calls us to His worship by doing the salah and the sacrifice, or slaughtering animals for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and donating the meat to the poor. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, our life and our death, that everything that we do is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, in accordance with the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lord of all the worlds, He has no partners. Meaning, don't ascribe partners to Allah in your worship of Him. Keep your worship sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That your salat being in accordance with the sunnah, have it sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is the same thing that His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains. That this deen is worship and sincerity. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Ya Mu'adh, أتدري ما حق الله على العباد؟ قال رضي الله عنه الله ورسوله أعلم. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا. أتدري ما حقهم عليه؟ قال الله ورسوله أعلم. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا يعذبهم. And this hadith is collected by Al-Bukhari al-Muslim, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Ya Mu'adh. And this is Mu'adh ibn Jabal, one of the scholars from the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet said, Ya Mu'adh, do you know the right that Allah has over the servants? And Mu'adh said, Allah and His Messenger knows best. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, The right is that they worship him and they don't ascribe any partners in worship with him. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Do you know the right that they have over Allah? And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mu'adh said, Allah and His Messenger knows best. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he will not punish them. And this hadith we see that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shows that the right that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has over His servants are that they worship Allah alone and that they don't ascribe partners in worship with Allah. That they worship Allah in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he's the one who taught us how to worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by what he brought with from the Quran and his sunnah. And to have that worship to be sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah. Not ascribing any partners in worship with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but making our worship sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala alone. This is what is meant by this ayah. That this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Islam and al-Iman, is sincerity to the sincerity for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the worship in accordance with His deen, that which was brought by His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. If you obey Allah and His Messenger, your reward won't be decreased at all. Indeed, Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the understanding of this ayah. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Many of us, unfortunately, we misunderstand this ayah, and we think that Islam is just a belief in our hearts and a statement on our tongues, and we think that so long as we say that we're Muslims that it's okay. But that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He corrects this understanding with this ayah. And He shows that Islam is not just a belief in your heart and a statement on your tongues, but Islam is a practice with your body parts. This iman, or this belief that you say, it has actions to go along with it. Obedience to Allah and obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. As we've been explaining in these ayat, rather there is no real belief until you have the practice that goes along with it. The practice that is in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet, of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Allah tabarak wa ta'ala teaches us in His Quran. And Surah An-Nisa, where He says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجْرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, And I swear by your Lord that none of them believes. And I swear by your Lord that none of them believes until they make you, referring to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the judge in the affairs that they dispute in. And then they don't find any difficulty in their hearts from your decision, but they submit totally and completely and willingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He shows us that you don't have real iman. And you don't have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for real until you practice the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you have practice that goes along with your statement and your belief. This is when your belief is complete. When it's a belief in the heart and a statement on your tongue and practice with your body parts. When you follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is when your iman is for real. And this is when your iman is complete. And Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is calling the believers to have complete iman by the following of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he says himself in the hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim. He says sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. Where the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, none of you believes until he makes me more beloved to him than his parents, than his children, and than all of the people. Here the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining that our iman will not be complete. Rather, we won't have real iman until we love and follow the Messenger Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, as we've been seeing in these ayat and these hadith. We have to follow and adhere to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to be obedient to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. We have to have iman in our hearts and on our tongues, but we also have to have it on our body parts by implementation to this deen of al-Islam. Just as al-Hasan al-Basri, he explains with this statement, as he says, rahimahullah, la yasihhu al-qawlu illa bi'amal, wa la yasihhu amalu qawlun wa amalun illa bi'niyya, wa la yasihhu qawlun wa amalun wa niyyatun illa bi'sunnah. Hasan al-Basri, from amongst the big tabi'een, rahimahullah, he says that your statement is not correct until you have actions that go along with it. And that your statement and your actions are not correct until you have a niyyah or your intentions to go along with it. And that your statement and your actions and your niyyah is not correct and acceptable until it's in accordance with the sunnah. This is the deen of al-Islam. This is what iman is. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to in His Qur'an, to have a belief in our hearts and a statement on our tongues and practice with our body parts. This is the deen, this is al-Islam, this is al-Iman, and this is the sunnah, and there's no separating of these words, as they all mean one thing, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us as our religion or our way of life. As Imam al-Barbahari rahimahullah, he says, اعلم أن الإسلام هو السنة وأن السنة هي الإسلام ولا يقوم أحدهما إلا بالآخر. He says rahimahullah that al-Islam is the sunnah, and that the sunnah is al-Islam, and that neither one of them will be established without the other. You have to have a belief in your heart and a statement on your tongues, but you have to have actions that go along with your body parts. This is the correct understanding of al-Islam. Islam isn't a lip service religion, but it has practice that goes along with it. Leave off your statement of ignorance. Leave off your belief of the murji'ah, that this deen is in your heart and on your tongues alone. Stop saying that Islam is not in your beard. Stop saying that Islam is not in your jilbab. Stop saying that Islam is not in the sunnah. The sunnah is Islam, and Islam is the sunnah. And iman is Islam, and Islam is iman. And they are all the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This deen is perfect and complete, walhamdulillah. And it's a belief and a statement and an action. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in iman with the recitation of the Quran. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, increase us in knowledge and actions that go along with them. Oh Allah, increase us in knowledge of this deen and actions that go along with them. Oh Allah, increase us in our iman, belief, statement, and action. O Allah, make us from amongst those who understand and practice this deen. O Allah, make us from amongst those who understand and practice this deen. O Allah, make us from amongst those who establish what the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam established. And we see what they established in the statement of Imam al-Awza'i rahimahullah, as he says, خَمْسٌ كَانَ عَلَيْهَا أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَزُومُ الْجَمَاعَةِ وَاتِّبَاعُ السُّنَّةِ وَعِمَارَةُ الْمَسَاجِدِ وَتِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ وَالْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. There are five things that the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were upon. They were upon hanging to the jama'ah. They were upon following the sunnah. They were upon building and populating masjids. They were upon the recitation of the Qur'an. And they were upon jihad fi sabilillah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to place us upon that which the companions of his last prophet and messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam was upon. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to let us die except that we're on Islam and Iman and the sunnah.